mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the second day of March 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have a preeminent expert on nanotechnology revolution and how it will change our societal systems forever in the next 10 years, coming up in the next hour. And then I came across an article on PrisonPlanet.com today that was already about 5 days old from the Globe and Mail, mainstream newspaper out of Toronto, Canada. Hunter Thompson was working on WTC collapse story before mysterious sudden death, warned he'd be suicided, and told a writer for the Toronto Globe and Mail this over the phone the night before he died, and that was in the Globe and Mail. Very, very interesting. Hunter S. Thompson. Also, rein in the Patriot Act, some legislators urge, concerned voice that broad surveillance provisions pose threat to civil rights. Instead of the AP, we'll be covering it. Iraqi police committed torture and rape, says U.S. Well, yeah, they're the former Ba'athist put back into power. And a lot of people that weren't resisting the occupation now are because of it. Peers to the Crown, or the House of Lords, are lining up to condemn terrifying house arrest plan. For basically any reason in England, you can be arrested now. If you're rude to someone, this is mainstream news, they've already passed laws where you can be basically committed as a criminal. Not as a mental patient, but labeled as a belligerent troublemaker. And if you drop bubble gum on the street, 500-pound fines, the list goes on and on. Well, now just house arrest for entire populations, total martial law. There's a lot of resistance mounting to it. You know, I hadn't gotten into the BTK killer, the alleged killer that they say they caught last Friday, until I started listening to the news over the weekend, the last few days, driving in the car. And they always describe him as Christian, family man. It's funny, when a black guy's a serial killer, they don't go black man, or when a Jew kills somebody, they don't go a Jewish man. But every time it's a Christian, or it's a conservative, you know, a supposed Christian or conservative, they tell you over and over again, family man, family man, family man, family man. When an Indian goes out and kills somebody, they don't go, an Indian who was a Buddhist. What is going on here? I mean, sure, this goes to show that they don't like to mention he's a government official either. I mean, I've read the articles and it admits he was a government official authority, but when you listen to radio or watch a little snippet of TV, which I did a few nights ago, it's he was a Christian. He was a family man, not he was a government official. Demonizing the word family man. Ooh, family man, they must be serial killers. So we'll cover this report as well. And again, he's alleged killer. I also want to get into this Financial Times of London fear-mongering article. World is not ready for a flu pandemic. And Bush, final Social Security action may not happen yet. Senator wants cable, satellite TV subjected to decency rules. And a lot more big broadcasts lined up for you today. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. Be sure and check them out.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We know that Princess Diana, it's on videotape, but they had the British government seize it. The letters have been published. She said, Prince Charles is going to have me murdered. I've been told it's going to be made to look like a fake auto accident. It's going to be staged during an auto accident. And, 6 months later, she died in an auto accident in Paris. We know that Dr. David Kelly, the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab, developing race-specific bioweapons, also the head British envoy to the UN weapons inspectors, told an American and British inspector colleagues that they're going to kill me and leave me in the woods if I don't shut up. That's a quote, by the way. We know that many other people say they're going to kill me, I've been death threatened, and then they, well, get their heads blown off, or they slit their wrist and there's no blood at the scene, or they shoot themselves, in the case of Vince Foster, and there's no blood at the scene, and you know, Clinton has them scrubbing the walls and carpet cleaning the carpets and won't let the police into his office. He's found out in the park. And the gun in his hand doesn't match the caliber. We do know from two different personal friends of Gary Webb that he was told, the Pulitzer Prize winner of the Dark Alliance series about CIA cocaine trafficking, that he had been followed, he had been harassed, and he had talked about how he'd been threatened. But then we're told the official story by the Grand Poobahs that, he committed suicide, shot himself twice in the head. Why, contrary to popular belief, that's quite common. Of course, it's not, unless you're in Arkansas, you know, two shotgun blasts to the back of the head, and Tammy Malik, the famous medical examiner, says you committed suicide. Gary Webb supposedly shot himself with a .357, blew his jaw off and a bunch of his teeth out of the front of his face, and then shot himself again in the head. Well, I tell you, he's a tough guy. You slug most people on the chin real hard, they're going to be dazed. You blow somebody's jaw off with a high-caliber, high-powered handgun, and they're not going to be feeling too good. In fact, the first shot, the coroner's report clearly shows, would have killed him. But, well, you know how it is. But Hunter S. Thompson, it was a Sunday night. I'd just driven to the store to get a cup of hot tea because I had to work an 18-hour day that day trying to finish this film like I did last night. Almost done, folks. I'm doing the credits today. And was, well, what about a week and a half ago on a Sunday? And I'm about to park my car, drinking tea. And Drudge starts basically making fun of Hunter S. Thompson. And talking about how he supposedly committed suicide. Now, you know, this just out. And I just thought, man, that stinks to high heaven. But I said, I don't have time to worry about it. I'm going to work on the film. And, you know, I can't keep track of all the news. That's why the millions of listeners this broadcast has are so important. Because you're able to send us the emails and read the hundreds of newspapers that I may miss. And an article that we do have posted on right now, PrisonPlanet.com, was by a Paul Roberts, a writer for the Toronto Globe and Mail, mainstream respected paper. Hunter Thompson was working for WTC, collapse story before mysterious sudden death, warned he'd be suicided. And this is what Paul Roberts wrote. A friend of Hunter's. Hunter telephoned me on February 19th, the night before his death. He sounded scared. It wasn't always easy to understand what he said, particularly over the phone. He mumbled. Yet when there was something he really wanted you to understand, you did. He'd been working on a story about the World Trade Center attacks and stumbled across what he felt was hard evidence showing the towers had been brought down not by the airplanes that flew into them, but by explosive charges set off in their foundations. What, did Hunter watch PBS and see the owners say they blew it up? I mean, what? That type of evidence? Now he thought someone was out to stop him publishing it. They're going to make it look like a suicide, he said. I know how these bastards think. Hunter S. Thompson was indeed working on such a story. Now check out this February 25th Associated Press story about Thompson's death. Sounds like a professional hit with a silencer. I was on the telephone with him. He set the receiver down, and he did it. I heard the clicking of the gun, Anita Thompson told the Aspen Daily News in Friday's editions. She said her husband had asked her to come home from the health club so they could work on his weekly ESPN column. Thompson said she heard a loud, muffled noise, but didn't know what had happened. So she heard it happen. He's on the phone, and boom, he's saying, come on, baby, let's write an article, and then he blows his head off, supposedly. Globalists are really good at that. I was waiting for him to get back on the phone, she said. Her account to the Rocky Mountain News reporter, Jeff Cass, is slightly different. I did not hear any bang, she told Cass. She added that Thompson's son, who was in the house at the time, believed that a book had fallen when he heard the shot, according to Cass' report. And our good buddy Mac White sums up the questions well. Thomas's family says he was not depressed, nor was he in pain to kill himself. In fact, by all reports, he was quite happy. He was talking on the phone to his wife, getting ready to work on a column when he decided it would be wise to kill himself so that he could go out, we are told, while still at the top of his form, even though this would mean not finishing his column or his expose on 911, potentially the most important thing he would ever write. Hunter S. Thompson suicide story changes is a related article. This account says Thompson killed himself while sitting in a chair on his typewriter, and yet the original account tells us that Thompson shot himself while talking to his wife on the phone in the kitchen. Why has the story changed, and what is the significance of the word typed on the papers in light of the fact that Thompson said he would be suicided before being able to release a major story on explosions bringing down the towers? And there's another related article. Hunter S. Thompson thought 9/11 was an inside job. So he told one of his friends, who's written a story about it in the Toronto Globe and Mail, which you've got to pay to get into to read the rest of it, because I didn't learn about it on the first day when it was free up on the site. I don't know, maybe somebody will go pay for it and get it. I didn't have time to register this morning and get the whole story. But Hunter S. Thompson, they're going to kill me. I'm on a story about them blowing up the World Trade Center. Oh, boy. I don't know what really happened here. But Hunter S. Thompson, would they kill him over something he was about to report on? I don't know. I mean, 9/11 being an inside job is public. Most Americans believe it now in major polls. That's why from CNN to NPR to Popular Mechanics to Vanity Fair, they're all in overdrive trying to assassinate my character and other people's character. And sometimes that's a precursor to them terminating, liquidating, annihilating, erasing people. But there's too many of us. It's just, we're like shark teeth. You know, you pull out one set, another set rolls forward. It's kind of like when you look into a mirror with another mirror behind you, and it's just an endless hall of mirrors. You cannot stop us. You will be defeated, New World Order. But who knows, if he had some inside dynamic info that was really going to hurt him. You know, so much other dynamic info's come out. I mean, legions of it. Confirmed, admitted, prior knowledge, involvement, funding the terrorists, running drills. The so-called hijackers were just government officers part of the drills. It's all part of the record. And the way to save this country is being bold and telling the truth. I mean, when I say the government, it wasn't our government did 9/11. It was a very small criminal group. You know, even above Bush. Bush really is a gibbering puppet, just like the rest of the people up there in Washington. I mean, George Bush could resign from office tomorrow. The New World Order will just keep rolling on. John Kerry could have been elected. You'd see the exact same stuff today. Some good news, though. Rein in Patriot Act, some legislators urge. Concerns voiced that broad surveillance provisions pose threat to civil rights. Some legislators warn to tell Congress that they think the flagship federal law aimed at fighting terrorism should be changed to make sure it doesn't compromise people's civil rights. The State House and Senate Judiciary Committees heard public testimony yesterday on the measure that would urge Congress to pass a new law limiting some of the USA Patriot Act's broad surveillance provisions. This is out of Washington State. There's now four states that have already passed these laws, over 400 cities and towns, and those numbers are almost a year old. I haven't gone and spent 2 hours trying to dig up the actual numbers on this since then. I've seen, I don't know, probably 50 other cities and towns do it since then, so it's got to be over 450, but let's just say 400. The mainstream media is now up to like 350 when you see reports, but it's well past that. They don't count like small towns that are a couple thousand people, though, so we don't know all the towns that have done it. We just know it's over 400. But here, this will be a fifth state if they do this. But it's good news. At least people are aware of what's happening. We'll come back, cover a bunch of other news, take your calls. Got a big guest on nanotech coming up. 1-800-259-9231. And prisonplanet.tv. Might want to check it out as well.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoon, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. You the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Folks, Alex Jones here back live. We're going to get more into the Patriot Act being thrown out by more states and cities around the country. Also, I want to get into Iraqi police committed torture and rapes as U.S. official. Well, I mean, who isn't over there? And we'll also get into people fighting back against the police state in England, the BTK murderer up in the Midwest, the alleged murderer, and how they're calling him a family man and Christian. Playing up that word over and over again. The world is not ready for a flu pandemic. More fear-mongering out of Interpol. This out of the Financial Times of London. It's all coming up. But I want to go ahead and go to your calls. And I'm told this is Vox from New York. Is this the Vox I met in New York?
This is he. How you doing, man?
Good. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. I suppose I was calling about the Hunter Thompson thing that you were talking about, but I actually wanted to talk about the Everly thing as well.
Well, I've got to get you on as a guest sometime. I had the privilege and the pleasure to ride around with you on your big jet boat at night giving us a tour, and then to be pulled over twice by gunboats with machine guns. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it was a high point of my Republican convention, having you as a guest.
Well, you're a great guy. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess it's time that we should put up some sort of anti-suicide website so that could be sort of like a repository for researchers like us, so that we can reaffirm on a regular basis that, you know, we're not suicidal. That if they burn our house down, we're not considering suicide. If we're depressed, under no circumstance are we considering suicide for depression. If we break up with our girlfriends, that's not grounds for suicide, because it'll always be some simplistic thing like, you know, okay, he was depressed, but he mentioned that he split up with his girlfriend. And, oh, well, okay, then that's okay. He suicided himself, you know. So that's the one thing I wanted to talk about. And the other thing was, I don't know if you've been covering it because I haven't caught your show, but the Everly Gannon, you know about this Everly guy who's behind Gannon and Guckert? Apparently he was a key witness to the Pentagon 77 flight crash.
So we got the guy? That's been pointed out. And, again, one of the key witnesses to seeing the plane at the Pentagon turns out to be one of these paid White House reporters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that would point out that he's either with Rove or with the CIA. I would say that Everly, I mean, that seems like it depends on when he made his declaration of that of him witnessing. If he made that within hours of the crash, then he would most likely be placed as a CIA operative or with the actual people who did the attacks. So Everly is one of these smoking guns that should be looked at, because that's a little bit too suspicious. I mean,
well, I'll tell you, you know, just everything's getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
And in the case of Hunter Thompson or Princess Diana or Dr. David Kelly or Gary Webb, they say, I'm being threatened, I may be killed.
Yeah.
And then people come out of the woodwork going, oh, no, he was very upset.
Yeah, well, and of course the whole Gary Webb thing, there's no way anyone's going to convince me that you're going to fire into your face and then actually be able to even hold a gun, much less cock it, fire a second time. No way. No way. Anyone
yeah, folks,
says,
just, I mean, don't try this at home, but, you know, that's like jump off a 20-foot roof, and then that's like saying you're going to climb back up on the roof and jump off again on your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you know, hit yourself full force with a hammer in your temple and then do it again.
Yeah. And it's so amazing how they also seem to manage to get a few key family members, like in this case, in Hunter's case, the wife is now blathering about how she knows that this was, you know, this was a great thing and this was a wonderful thing he did. And in the case of Gary Webb, this report said that the family is sure that this is, you know, not a...
And then friends, and we find in the major newspapers, actually people Webb had criticized, pop up and go, look, case closed, it's official.
Well,
let me just tell you, he committed suicide, end of story.
Sure. Well, Al Giordano did that to, Gary Webb. Did you read the Giordano article from Narco News?
No, I didn't.
With friends like that, who needs the Grim Reaper? The guy was like, oh, no, he committed suicide. It's no problem. Open and shut. Forget it. I've been friends with him for a long time. This was a great thing he did. So, and then you have the Baxter, who in my opinion, there was probably an operative at the end of the street, one at the other end of the street. He closed off the street, approached him under the guise of maybe a fake cop car. Got the go code. It was all clear. Boom. Hit Baxter. And then they get the... They get to the wife, and they must hammer her and scare the bejesus out of her because she's, oh, no, I guess he was depressed.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Nanotech coming up in the next hour. It's going to revolutionize our world. That's what the globalists are racing to get total police state controls in now, because this is going to totally end their monopoly of control unless they get an ironclad dictatorship in place now. Totally shifting the entire socioeconomic, political paradigm. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. Welcome, my Floridian friend.
Thank you, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir.
Anxiously awaiting your martial law release. I've got a bunch of friends here that are quite fond of you and your work. And
it's going up on prisonplanet.tv tomorrow night at the latest Friday morning, and it'll be on prisonplanet.tv.
Can't wait. I think this is, in my opinion, a bigger release to me than the Passion of the Christ. I can't wait to see
well,
it.
I don't want to. I mean, look, it is a epic. It's really, I had a screening last night with a few friends, and they said, man, this is like a mini-series or an epic. It's really three major 50-minute films.
You said you had an awakening while doing it, right?
Yes.
Like spiritual for you. So it's got to
I mean, it was just so much stuff happened while we were in New York. You know, we're not just talking about the Illuminati. You know, we run into them on the street. You know, these top White House people, you know, they don't deny it. They get in your face over it.
Well, that's what we love about you, Alex. You get in their faces and you challenge them and you're not afraid. That's one of the reasons why we love you. And
well, you only live once.
That's true. That's true.
Might as well live full throttle.
You said you've been empowered by fighting this, and I believe that. You definitely have a God. God's called you to do this. I have a question for you regarding the – I missed some of your shows last week and when you were commenting on the Popular Mechanics article and the 9/11 attacks at 9/11 straw man lies. Can you comment on that and comment on the response by Jim Hoffman and what is it, 9/11 Review or 9/11 Research? Is that a gatekeeper front organization?
You know, I'm open for everybody to have their own views about 9/11 and to debate what they think the strongest evidence is. And overall, I don't think so. I mean, I had him on the broadcast. He doesn't agree with everything I say. I don't agree with everything he says, but, you know, none of us do. We're dealing with just a orgy of evidence on 9/11. And people like him argue, you know, let's focus on the most concrete stuff. And I tend to agree with him to a certain degree, but, you know, I mean, look, he admitted on this broadcast that it was people that he disagrees with today on some issues that woke him up to begin with. So, you know, I've woken up a lot of people who then go research 9/11 and believe the government did it, but just don't, you know, don't believe some of the things I believe. Well, that's fine. It's a free country. You know, there shouldn't be an orthodoxy to any of this, but, no, I think his straw man article overall is helpful, explaining how Popular Mechanics and others, this is a tactic they do over and over again.
Well, you've said over and over that you concentrate on the concrete evidence that you can prove, and I agree 100% with that. But it seems like some of the responses, there is evidence out there that maybe you and I cannot prove conclusively, but that paints a larger, broader picture, and it seems like this article just dismisses a lot of that. And that, to me, is...
Yeah, you're talking about the response to the hit piece, you say, in a way, is a hit piece.
Yes. In some ways, it is. In some ways, it is. Just like an article that came out a few months ago in the New American, written by Barrant, that criticized people that believed if a plane didn't hit the Pentagon, then they were somehow conspiracy wackos.
No, I hear you. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me try to comment on the subject you brought up. Number one, I really think the New American is ignorant to a certain extent. Because I saw William F. Jasper in 1999 in Urban Warrior in Northern California or Central California in Oakland. And I'm there with German troops and Dutch troops and black helicopters and tanks and drills and role players screaming, "I'm an American, please don't put me in the camp." And I turn, and I'm with dozens of members of the press, Japanese, German, American TV, and I turn, and there's William F. Jasper. And I go, "Jasper." And he goes, "Hey, Alex Jones." I didn't know he knew who I was. And I'm like, "I'm always trying to get you on the radio." I can never get any of those guys, and nobody else can, on their radio shows. Any of the John Birch Society top people who I think do a lot of good work. And I turn to him, and I say, "You wrote an article a few months ago saying black helicopters basically don't exist." And I said, "Guess what? I've been doing my radio show or call-ins from here on the ground on a cell phone, and I've been printing articles off the computer at the hotel at like 5 a.m. in the morning. Here's an Associated Press article I happen to have in my folder I just printed yesterday about black helicopters while I've been in this town in California hitting Texas again." I go, here's the Associated Press, and here is a San Antonio Express News article. And I said, "Here it is." Guess what I saw a month later in the New American? The exact AP article reprint. So I think they're like in a bubble or something. Because if I'd have given that to him and I wouldn't have seen it in the magazine, I'd have thought, man, those are agents. You know, they're saying black helicopters don't exist, you know, these special ops. You know, that's kind of an acronym or a blanket thing for covert military operations. Black helicopters, that's because the FEMA and the Delta Force and a lot of other secret groups, this is what they use. It's got a radar-absorbent paint job. I mean, that's all it is. They can be gray, too. They can be green, too, but they're predominantly black. Because they do night operations. You know, we own the night, the Night Stalkers, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So I don't think they're bad. I mean, I saw them say that Gulf War illness didn't exist. Well, now the government admits it, all the scientists admit it, and they admit it. So I really don't think they're fighting the FTAAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. Great job. I don't think they're bad. We don't have to all agree with each other. You know, we have to just try to all just be alternative news and media and be diverse in our ideas, and may the best man win. May the best person reach the most people. Hopefully people will get more discerning, and I mean, that's really it. And I don't think Hoffman's bad. I mean, my biggest beef with patriots and truth seekers is this. People trust alternative media a lot more in major studies, and plus just from my experience, than they trust mainstream news. And I don't think that's healthy. I really don't. Number one, you got a lot of infiltrators in it. You got a lot of disinfo people. You got a lot of kooks. And just because the mainstream media twists and manipulates and spins and outright fabricates sometimes, more often than not, they just don't report on stuff. Or they put it in the back of the paper, or they, you know, put the real important information, paragraph 20, on page A19 or B19. But what really hurts us as a movement of truth seekers is the media can go out and point out all the kooks, and they give them the attention. But a bigger problem is we give them the attention. You know, just because the media manipulates doesn't mean all the alternative media, you should just trust them. I mean, the magic machines that are going to heal you, the magic creams that are going to heal you, take this pill, you're going to be 20 years younger. I mean, I could make $1 million doing that. I will not. I shall not. I mean, I know a lot of people wish they could take this show and turn it into a giant whorehouse of snake oil. And, you know, they look at this program greedily and hate the fact that, I'm talking about other networks, other people, and want to do that over my dead body. I won't, if it ever got to that point, I just won't do radio, folks. I will not compromise my morals, okay? You listen to what I promote, it's documentaries, it's books, it's water filters, you know, it's just plain Jane, real stuff. Hey, this is good for you. Hey, this is good information. Hey, this is backed up. And the same thing goes for info. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what I, you know, tell you. Please don't. Don't believe what anybody tells you. Unless, you know, it's your wife and you've known her for 10 years. Or your husband. Or it's that simple. I certainly don't trust government. I mean, just this mindless trust of government is just idiotic. It goes against common sense, history, the Founding Fathers' warnings. But the government may do 99 things wrong in a day, but in the 100th, they still got a good intentions. Balderdash. That's cockamamie. It's bunk. It's nuts. Whatever cliche term you want to use. So, heaven help us. And I got to tell you, it really is going nowhere to say it's the evil white people that run the New World Order. It's the Jews. It's the Catholics. It's the Protestants. It's the Muslims. It's evil people. And folks, evil people crawl to the tops of these dung heaps that we call governments because they're cunning, they're intelligent, they're ruthless, they're manipulative, and because bigger groups control them and have picked them because they're compromised. And the Muslims are run by scum. The Jews are run by scum. The Catholics are run by scum. The Protestants are run by scum. Scum, 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 scum. I mean, what does the Bible tell you? The devil holds the leaders of the world like pennies in his hand, to paraphrase. Like so much change in the pocket. And that's just the nature of the world. People knew this just 50 years ago. Now it's, I trust the government. It's just, what is your major malfunction? Because it's easy, see. It's easy just to believe. And, that just can't be true. No, I just don't want to believe that. It's time for childhood's end. A lot of adults are in these childlike, you know, I see yuppies. I people watch. I don't really watch a lot of TV. I people watch. I'm in a restaurant, or when I'm at a Republican National Convention, or once a year. I might go to a baseball game or something. I people watch, and you watch them. They're totally obsessed with how they look. They're totally obsessed with people looking at them. You can see them playing parts, you know, acting like they're reading newspapers. These so-called intellectuals, you'll see them even acting like they're reading a newspaper. They're not even reading it. They're just acting official. Because I know how that is, because I remember when I was 3, 4, 5 years old, I remember seeing the world as if it's all me. Everything else in the world is just what I see, and the world revolves around me. This is ego. This is profound, too. And everyone it's all self-centered. Now, I was conscious of this from the time I was about 3 years old. By the time I was 5 or 6, I really stopped looking at the world this way to a certain extent. You see, most teenagers are totally unhappy. They're totally insecure. They're totally worried about how they look. They're embarrassed in public. They feel weird. And, you know, it's a balance. The problem is you can get like me where you just totally don't even care. And, you stop caring how your hair looks. I mean, you stop caring how you're dressing. The extreme of that can, you know, become a problem. Because I'm so outwardly focused, just totally, totally outwardly focused, and I just go into my mind to analyze information and look at things. And but literally, most of these Republicans and Democrats, it's all about identity. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm a member of the country club. I'm a hippie. You know, I go to the hippie meetings and talk about how great the Democrats are and how evil Bush is. And they don't want to give up that identity. They've been playing a part. They've been playing a role so long they're not real people. They're playing a simulated existence. It's a virtual reality. And a lot of people don't want to hear real talk radio. They want to hear hardcore patriot information, real truth-seeking info. They like the kooky. They like the weird. They like the cataclysmic. The Planet X is going to kill us tomorrow. Because that's otherworldly. In their subconscious, they know it's not true. And it creates kind of a disconnect. It's like the rapture cults. I'm not knocking you think you're going to have a rapture. The point is, I don't have to worry because I'll be punched out of here. I'll be ejection seated out of here. It's just all a cop-out, folks. It's nothing more than a gigantic cop-out. And that's all people do. I've had so many good old boys, when I finally proved 9/11 is an inside job, they just go, well, Alex, sometimes they got to do that to keep control. I mean, it's for America's future. Got to break a few eggs. And I know people in business, people, who are multimillionaires, who are afraid and upset when you're talking to them. And finally, when you sell them, because they know it's true, they've already heard all the info, seen it for themselves, they just go, well, Alex, that's just how we do things. That's just how we do things. I'll never forget a story my friend Kevin Booth told me. He was with his dad at the Grand Canyon. And there was a drunk Native American outside the Grand Canyon by one of their little reservations. And his father just looked over to him and said, son, that's why we were able to take their land, see how they are. See, it's just kind of like just an attitude, like we're part of it. As if, I know Mr. Booth, he's a nice guy. And he's not racist. He would say that about any group. It's just feeling like, because he was a corporate executive, it's feeling like you are part of the power structure. You are part of the system. A system that'll squash you like a bug. You want to play along with it I've got video from the convention panning across the faces of the crowds, and it's the same look, this smile, this feeling like you're part of something big. And, you want to feel like you're part of something big? That's your family. That's your local community. That's what you do for society. That's what you leave behind. That isn't going and being part of a sporting event as a spectator or sitting there and hearing somebody read off a teleprompter and feeling like you're part of that system. This is so important. It's so important. All right, I want to go to Casey and Craig and Jason and others. We do have a big guest coming up, but you know, just because we put out alternative news, other people do, just because somebody's putting out an alternative story doesn't mean they're right. I mean, that's something I need to tell you. And a lot of people get into this Patriot movement because they want to be hot shots, they want to be leaders. People love to speak in front of crowds because primitively, talking to a crowd of 500, 1,000 people, man, you're the tribal leader. I mean, this feels good. But they don't. But they'll fall asleep doing a radio interview. See, they're not conscious. I realize doing the radio, I'm talking to millions, and I almost fall asleep giving a speech to a crowd. You see, people. It's all about their own view. Oh, I see a crowd, so this is big. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The globalists are ruthless. They don't have the inhibitions that normal people have, the conscience. And they see that as a strength. They see us as weak because we love, because we cry, because we have dreams, and we love beauty and creativity. They see themselves as survival of the fittest, social Darwinists. They think they're strong, but they're strong like a cancer is in the body. They're aberrant, they're destructive. They're antimatter in the scheme of the fabric of life. And they are destined to fail. There were two globalists left in a room together. They'd killed everyone on the earth. They would then kill each other. That's the truth. They will fail. They will be defeated. They will implode. The question was, will they drag the rest of us down with them? All right. You know, I'm going to start going back to your calls here. I just got to say this briefly. This is how we fund our operations, and it's also really good videos. I've made 11 films, and I've written a book and published a book, and I carry a bunch of other great books and videos, and they're available at InfoWars.com, and you're really missing out if you don't go to the website and get them. And you can also call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all my films, dozens of other films, books on tape, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions available. And my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, really three films in one, my best work ever. It's really powerful, folks. You'll learn the greatest secret, that a worldwide death cult runs the planet and carried out 9/11. We prove it conclusively. We really expose them. And you need to see the video. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and... you'll be able to order hard copies of it in a few days as well. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, KC in Minnesota is on the air. Go ahead, KC.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Good, pretty good. Just had a kind of a two-part question for you. For one, I kind of wanted to know what your initial inspiration was, which got you involved in the world. And,
well, really, I just read a lot of history books and knew how corrupt governments were, and then I heard my professors telling me government is all knowing and loving and good and give your rights up, and I'd watch C-SPAN and see one thing happen, watch Fox News or CNN see something else. Well, I woke up before even Fox TV was on in Austin, but, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, it's a fraud.
Any person in particular that gave you the motivation to step out? And
well, I read Gary Allen's None Call a Conspiracy, written in 72. And I read that probably in about 1993, you know, so at the time, 20 years old. And it was all true. I mean, everything he said would happen had happened. Does that answer your question?
Oh, most definitely. And the second part of my question, I know that you have friends in the mainstream. And, you know, I think I can speak unanimously from your viewers that, you know, we would like to see you go mainstream and step it up a notch. And I don't mean to sound cocky when I say that, but I really think that'd be great.
Well, we're on dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations. I think we've gotten like 7 new affiliates in the last month. I mean, that's a fast growth rate for us. And normally we'd gain 4 or 5 stations and lose 2 or 3, so we'd slowly grow. Now we lose 1 station for every 10 we gain, you know, changing formats or whatever. So, I mean, mainstream, what is mainstream? We're going to talk about that paradigm shift coming up. But I appreciate your call, my friend. God bless you. I mean, I'm in one Hollywood movie talking about the New World Order. I'm in another big one that's going to be coming out. I don't even really talk about that stuff. I don't try to be in movies. I mean, the phone rings, come be in a movie, I go do it. You know, if it's talking about the New World Order, I do. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks.